Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is the author of The Courage to Be Profitable. That's her new book. Also, The Ugly Truth About Small Business and other books. But this Courage to Be Profitable, folks, this thing is an amazing little book that you need to have. Every small business owner needs to have in their hands, on their desk, open, marked, dog-eared, and yellow-lined, and red-lined, and everything else. Ruth, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com.
Close. ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
Why do I name it? Why I? Profitability
okay.
Revolution. All right. 40 lashes with a wet needle. Profitability Revolution, folks. So check that out. And Ruth, we're talking about cash flow today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And cash flow,
something that every small business owner is never, ever, ever in a million years, maybe it'll never be very far away from the minds of a small business owner.
And it can't be, because cash is, number one, cash is the lifeline of your business. If you don't have cash, obviously, you're not going to be in business for very long. But it's not only the cash, it's the cash flow in and the cash flow out.
Right.
That become critical.
Right, exactly. So talk to us about this.
Well, it was interesting because I've known two people to have what I call unlimited cash flow. And what that means is that you were making...
Slow down. No. You're not going to just run right by that. Unlimited cash flow and small business, that's like a contradiction in terms.
No, these are both small business owners.
That's the opposite of me saying undercapitalized small business is redundant.
Yeah, I agree.
Unlimited cash flow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, explain yourself, Lucy.
All right. So what that means is they were making so much money on a recurring revenue basis, i.e., they had built their businesses up to the point where they had so many customers and so much money coming in the door. In both cases, it didn't matter what they spent.
Wow.
They were making so much money.
Wow.
And here's the
now, I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen in a cyclical or temporary situation.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I've never seen it sustained over a long period of time.
One did it for 15 years.
Wow. You got it, but you admit that this is rare, right?
Oh yeah, but it's really rare. But the thing, both of them did it for more than 5 years. One of them did it for 15. One of them did it for about 8. Mm-hmm. And the difference between the two is that one of them saved every penny that they possibly could. So he's living
retained
the life
earnings.
Of, you know, he has no money problems anymore.
Deferred gratification, retained earnings, and one day you'll have all the money you need.
Yep, and I mean, he's living very, 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 very well right now. The other spent it.
Uh-huh.
He's and the, so you know he's what happened
eight,
there.
Here's the 8-year model.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, that's boy, talk about a clinic. Talk about a case study, those two side by side.
Yeah.
On the difference between the ant and the grasshopper, right? That's the ant and the grasshopper story.
It really is, but it's also a real small business story. I mean, both of them started their businesses with zero. I mean, literally zero. They started it from scratch, and both of them had some really phenomenal ideas, one of which took about two years to get it going, and, you know, scratching and clawing and everything else like that. But once it went big.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them, it went really, 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 really big. And, you know, it's like, okay, you got to be smart enough when that does happen, put it away.
Right. Retain some earnings. At least do something for a rainy day or something. Even if it's, you know, there were times Ruth, when I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Yeah, me too.
The next hour, but I was still making payments that was producing equity for my real estate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Part of not making it included, you know, some kind of debt service.
Yeah.
You know, debt service, people don't may not realize it. If you have to borrow money, even debt service is retained earnings. Right? Because you're going to wind up, hopefully you're going to wind up with an asset that's paid for one day.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, neither of these had any debt.
Yeah. Good
for them. I mean, it wasn't a debt situation with either one of these.
But I'm just saying, I realize I didn't. I'm just saying, you know, at some point in time, I mean, like I said, there were quite a few years there where my big, you know, my big retained earnings were depreciation on real estate that I was barely able to make a payment on.
Yeah,
you know, way back. So,
yeah,
so folks, that's one
it.
Thing way to think about it. We're going to get back to this mythical unicorn that Ruth's bringing us, unlimited cash flow, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.